Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. Every day on Basic Gospel, you hear the Word of God revealing true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and it intersects with your life every day. We are live right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the tough issues of real life, why call now. That toll-free number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Jesus Christ is alive. That's the good news. And if you're struggling today, if you have pain in your life, if you're going through an adverse circumstances, the fact that Jesus Christ is alive means that he can speak into your situation. It also means that he can handle your situation. It's not on your shoulders to get you out of that mess that you may be in. Yeah. You can rely, depend upon Jesus Christ. He is alive, and he is God, and he is certainly big enough to handle your situation, whatever you're going through. I mean, just think of it. Jesus Christ spoke and the world came into being. Well, if he's capable of that, he's certainly capable of working all things together in your life for your good. Trust him. That's the message of the Word of God. That's what he wants you to do right now in your situation, is to trust him, to cast your cares upon him. Peter talks about that. Paul says to be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Those are things that we can do regardless of how dark the situation that we're in. Yeah. That's what God has called us to. Now, most of us don't go that route. We try to handle the situations on our own. We try to dig our way out. We try to find the light of the end of the tunnel by crawling around and seeing if we can get there. And how we do that is by employing or implementing defense mechanisms in life. Life happens to all of us, good things, bad things, but more. Normally, we respond negatively to those bad things in life. And as we respond negatively, fear creeps in. And out of that emotion of fear, we start employing defense mechanisms. And those defense mechanisms protect us. They try to protect us from the pain that we're in. Some of the defense mechanisms that we employ, we act out. We do that a lot. Something bad happens to us, we act out. It could be a burst of anger. It could be something else. But we act out in order to deflect the pain from us. Sometimes we get aggressive. Again, this is anger. And that's an interesting point, isn't it, Richard, that fear all can lead to anger. Anger is a secondary response. It's not a primary response. It's secondary to the fear that we're feeling at the deepest level.
Yes, it is. And it can eat you alive, and both the fear and the anger. And it seems that they feed on each other. You know, I get afraid, then I'm angry about being afraid, and then I get afraid because I'm angry.
And it's a vicious cycle. And in that vicious cycle, that's where these defense mechanisms come into play. We can delude ourselves, lie and believe the lie. We can deny that anything bad is happening. A lot of folks do that. We can just go numb. Sometimes that's my defense mechanism. You know, stuff is happening around me and I just go numb. Well, is that the right way to handle things? Absolutely not. But that's part of being human. We can fantasize. We can go into other worlds. We can regress, revert back to immaturity, you know, how we would handle it as a kid. We can rationalize. We can isolate ourselves. We can become over needy, just be needy with everything. We can even creep into perfectionism. Those are some of the defense mechanisms we employ when we are letting fear control us. And that's the big deal. So often in life, we let fear control us. That fear is not going to lead us to good decisions. It's not going to lead us to peace. It is going to be the thing that pushes us down this pathway to depression. So we have to nip fear in the bud. That's when we have to turn to Christ and say, you're big enough, you're alive, I'm going to cast this care upon you.
And that's Basic Gospel, everybody. If you have something you'd like to add to the conversation, if something you're struggling with, depression or other life issues, why, give us a call. That's why we're here live, so you can be a part of the program and pose your question or your particular situation. That number, 844-32-BASIC. 844-32-BASIC. The lines are wide open right now, and, of course, that translates to 844-322-2742 if you like the full number like I do. 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to New York and talk with – actually, we'll go to Queens and talk with Bobby listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Bobby. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
How are you, Pastor? How are you feeling? Okay?
Doing great today. Thank you. Nice to hear from you, my friend.
We got a whole cold day in New York, cold day. You know, this is the whole thing that I've sort of been struggling with. I can't really say I've been struggling with it at this point because I know God reveals things. And, you know, he does it in his time. So, but it's something that I still ponder upon. Years ago, I used to be a Jehovah's Witness. And, you know, I just thought in terms of a paradise earth. I never even really wanted to go to heaven until I became saved and born again. And, you know, I still wonder what is the actual, and if there is a clear-cut eventuality, because everybody in my church and even around me, we talk about the heavenly hope. But then also the earth abideth forever, and God's original purpose for it was to be a paradise. So, you know, whatever you could expound on that, I would appreciate. And if you can't, that's fine too.
Okay. Well, thanks for your question, Bobby. We certainly appreciate that. There's so much talk about going to heaven.
Yes.
That is kind of the end goal for a Christian. At least that's how we talk about it. But really,
at least I want to see it.
Yeah, really the end goal, Bobby, is not a place. It's a person. It's being in the presence of God himself. Sin was the very thing that severed that connection that we had with God. When Adam and Eve were created, there was a deep abiding connection that they had with the one true God. They walked with him in the morning, in the garden. There was this wonderful, intimate relationship. And sin severed that relationship and brought death to humanity. Well, the gospel message, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, bridges that gap. It reconnects us to God, and it gives us life. So when we believe Jesus, when we put our faith and trust in Jesus, we cross over from death to life. That's our real need. That was our real need, life. And Jesus met that need through his resurrection. So now we're restored. We have that relationship with God. Well, when we die, we're going to get new bodies, and we're going to experience the eternal realm in God's presence. So it's not so much a place, although the Bible does talk about heaven, but what makes it heaven is the fact that it's God's presence. So we're going to go be with God. We're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. So he now is living in us. But when we die, we're going to be in his presence. And then at the very end of the story, when you read Revelation 21 and 22, you see an image of New Jerusalem coming down from the heavenly realms and taking its place on the renewed earth. And that's going to be our ultimate dwelling place, the New Jerusalem. And God is going to inhabit that New Jerusalem. So we will be with him. He will be with us forever. And I think when the Bible talks about, you know, streets paved with gold and those sort of things, it is speaking about this New Jerusalem, this eternal dwelling place of the people of God. So that's where we're going to be eternally. But what's going to make it the best place ever is the fact that God is going to be right there in the middle of it, and we're going to be with him forever. That's good news, isn't it? That's great hope.
Yes, it is. So in other words, would it be appropriate to say this, and you correct me if I'm wrong, heaven on earth, in God's presence.
Well, when that new Jerusalem comes down and the earth is renewed, that is going to be kind of the connection that makes, things as they are in heaven, like that here on earth. That's going to be the connection between the heaven and earth. It's going to be a wonderful thing.
I sure appreciate this because, honestly, you've clarified quite a bit in the many years that this has always sort of been, an off and on wondering topic. And this is the clearest that I've ever gotten, and it's all scriptural. And I really thank you for this.
Well, thank you, Bobby. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call. Okay, bye-bye.
And again, open lines, plenty of time, 844-32-BASIC, 844-32-BASIC.
Let's go to East Orange, New Jersey, and talk with Merlene. Hi, Merlene.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you. I've been trying to get you for days, but I'm so glad that I was able to get you today.
Well, what's on your mind? How can we help you?
Okay, I have been dealing with a situation, and it's escalating to the point where I am, in the stage of being angry and bouts of depression. I've been taking care of a little girl, she's my goddaughter, and a situation came up at her school, and I confronted the situation, but I was told by the great-grandmother that I was out of line for confronting the situation. I should have spoken to her first before saying anything. And abruptly, they came and they took the child away from me. And I have been going full of anger, and I'm trying to actually calm myself down. And I pray, but it seems like it's so much that it's inside of me, and I'm like depressed. I'm yelling, and I feel like I'm losing control.
So let me get the situation right, Merlene. The little girl was living with you. Is that what I understand?
Yes.
Okay, and you were taking her to school. You were serving as a guardian for her for a period of time.
Right.
But as her godmother or god, is that correct?
Yes, her godmother, yes. No papers or anything like that, but just as her godmother.
Okay. So something happens at school. You
right.
go up and speak to the authorities to try to handle the situation. What was the result of that?
Well, the grandmother told, she
No, what how did the she, how did the school respond? What was the result at the school?
Well, the school at that time, they were listening to what I had to say because I was pretty upset. And the grandmother, she came into the session where we were talking, and she said that I was out of line because I should have spoken to her. If not her, someone before I went and had any type of meeting or anything like that with the school.
Does the grandmother, before then, did the grandmother have much connection with the girl?
Well, she do and she don't. I spent a lot of time with her. I would say she do because she, she says what goes and what don't go.
Okay. So the grandmother is very active in the girl's life. Do you think the grandmother wanted the little girl to live with her on a permanent basis?
I'm not really sure. When it was all set in the beginning, it was like it was okay for the child to live with me. But it's, I was telling the person that I was speaking, this has happened more than one time. The mother got upset with me one time and she took the child away. Yeah. Then something else came up and the grandmother took the child, said, bring the child. Now this is the great grandmother. Something else happened And she said I was out of line. And the grandmother, she said it was her daughter told her to come and get the child out of that woman's house.
Okay.
So, therefore, they came in and got the kid again.
Okay. So Merlene, they have, I'm assuming, legally the right to do that. It's probably not the best way because it's a very offensive way that they handled that situation. But your interest in this is the child, the welfare of the child. And
yes,
you have offered yourself as someone that can look out after her, that can provide for her, that can house her, those sort of things, because you're interested in her welfare. And I think
right,
you need to express that to the mom and to the grandmother, and to say if your actions in going to the school was offensive to them, you did not mean it in that way. You were simply responding out of your deep love for the young girl. Now, if they want to have her living with them, I'm assuming that's their right and prerogative. I think you should just say, hey, if you believe that's the best for her at this point, that's my heart, that's my desire as well, because I want the best for her. And I'm available, and whatever I can do to help support you, to be an encouragement to you, I want to do that. And I think that's the best way to handle this, Merlene. I know it's hurtful how it happened, but I think if you can step back and say, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to influence this girl. Thank you for the opportunity to impact her and to help her in a time of a need. I think that's going to quiet down your, the anger that's kind of brewing inside of you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do for you, Merlene. You know Jesus, right? You know he's alive,
yes,
living in you?
Yes.
Okay. So he's there with you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can count on him. He's going to comfort you during this situation. But I want to send you a CD series called The Breakout. It will really be a big help to you. So, Merlene, let me put you on hold, and we'll get that to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And thank you so much for calling. I hear your heart. I hear your love for that little girl. That's God-given. Thank the Lord for that, and trust him to work this situation out together for your good and the good of the little girl. So you hang on, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Time and open lines right now, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Give us a call if you have something you'd like to discuss. As a matter of fact, the Breakout and all the materials that are available through our online store are 30% off right now. It's the great annual Thanksgiving sale on now through next Wednesday, 30% off of all of the products on the online store. Just visit store.basicgospel.net, select the products you'd like, and enter the coupon code THANKFUL at checkout. You can also order by phone at 844-41-BASIC. That number again, 844-41-BASIC. So that's 30% off all of the products at the online store, store.basicgospel.net, during the Thanksgiving sale on right now.
Yes, indeed. And we certainly encourage you to take advantage of these discounted rates. If you have loved ones that you want to reach out to and share the good news of Jesus Christ, these resources are just invaluable for that. I mean, they will really help them connect to the love of Christ Jesus. We have CD series. If folks are more inclined to learn by listening, we have CD resources available. If folks are more inclined to learn by reading, we have books. If folks are more inclined to learn by reading and answering questions, we have Bible study guides. So wonderful resources all available to you through this Thanksgiving Day sale. Take advantage of it by going to basicgospel.net and be sure to enter THANKFUL
as the
you
coupon
order.
Code.
Yes,
absolutely.
Indeed.
The word THANKFUL. So that'll get you that 30% discount now through next Wednesday during the annual Thanksgiving sale. Hope you'll take advantage of it, friends. Question from John, who wrote to us from Burbank, California, concerning Matthew 16:28. As a matter of fact, in the English Standard Version, the Lord said, "Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." So John says, please help me with this passage. It's Matthew 16:28. He says, my son is struggling with it, and I am inadequate to explain it. Thank you so much. That's from John in Burbank.
Well, John, thanks for writing to us. We certainly appreciate hearing from all of our listeners. And if others have questions they can't call in, we certainly encourage you to send your question to us via email. You can even do so via Twitter or Facebook. We peruse those things, and we would love to answer your question. This is a good question. This is a doozy for many. What in the world does Jesus mean by this, that some standing there will not see death before they see the Son of Man coming into his kingdom? What's Jesus talking about, Richard?
Well, there's an unfortunate chapter break right there. if you look back through chapter 16 of Matthew, this is one of those great passages where Jesus asked the disciples, who do you think I am? Who do you say that I am? And they go through that conversation about him being the Messiah, and then he predicts his death, and Peter says, oh, no, Lord, that's not going to happen. And Jesus says, no, it is going to happen. And it's just this ongoing conversation between Jesus and the disciples regarding who Jesus is and what's going to happen. If you skip the chapter break and go directly to chapter 17, the very next story is the transfiguration. And so Peter, James, and John, who were in part of that conversation, were called up to the mountain. Jesus took them with him, and he was transfigured before them, and they were shown his glory. This is his glory as the ultimate God who he is. He was taken away from them in a human form and shown in his godly form. And, of course, they were blown away by this. And it happened for a short time, and then God said, this is my beloved Son. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. And then the transfiguration is over. Peter, of course, doesn't know what to say and suggests that they build some places as memorials. And so Jesus was able to show those three men who he really is. And they were able to remember that later on as the Holy Spirit explained the meaning of it. And so he wasn't saying that, you know, there's 433 people around here who aren't going to die before I come back. He's saying, look, I'm talking to the 12. I'm talking to you, my disciples. And there's something coming. And that coming was the transfiguration. And so those three did not taste death before they saw Jesus glorified.
Absolutely. And then later on, because Jesus is talking about his death,
yes,
burial, and resurrection.
And then later on,
that's how the kingdom really comes upon earth, is
yes,
through death, through burial, through the resurrection of Christ. They saw that as well.
Uh-huh.
And so you're exactly right. These three had that wonderful privilege of seeing Jesus transfigured,
yes,
right before their very eyes. So.
Yeah.
So we certainly appreciate that question.
Yes, indeed.
Bob, you're going to have some information for our listeners here at the end of the broadcast. I want to add a couple of things before you take off. We certainly need your help. We are quickly coming to the end of the year. We need folks to stand with us to help us close out 2014 on a very, very positive note. So
absolutely.
Give a Thanksgiving gift to Basic Gospel. Help make a difference in somebody else's life by sharing with them the good news of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
And you have the information about how to contact us. And I want to remind you also that Basic Gospel resources are great for sharing with others and for ourselves, as a matter of fact. We produce products for the sole purpose of communicating the grace of God. And with that in mind, our annual Thanksgiving sale, as I said earlier, is on now and will run through Wednesday the 26th. That's a week from today, or tomorrow, I should say, with a 30% discount on all products. Here's what you need to know. Since this is a Thanksgiving sale, you can order online at store.basicgospel.net and get that 30% discount by using the coupon code THANKFUL when you check out. You can also order by phone at 844-41-BASIC. That's 844-41-BASIC. Just be sure to give the operator the coupon code THANKFUL. Those you share with this Thanksgiving Christmas holiday season will be thankful to you for sharing, and you'll be thankful that you did as well. So take advantage of this 30% discount on all Basic Gospel products now through Wednesday the 26th. Use coupon code THANKFUL when ordering at store.basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-41-BASIC. Well, thanks for being with us, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel.